Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPath.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 651 of AskPath. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Mike, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an awesome site that you could use that has helped me save a ton of stress and headaches, because it helps you manage your business finances from your expenses to your income. Actually, expenses can be done even automatically by connecting to your credit cards and things like that, your bank accounts. And also, they do invoicing, which makes it really easy. Super professional invoicing. You can get it done in like 30 seconds. And it's by far one of the best pieces of software you could get if you're running a small business. So you can join 3 million other small businesses by going to FreshBooks.com/AskPat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section to check it out for 30 days for free. All right, so here we go. Let's get to today's question from Mike.
Hey, Pat, this is Mike coming out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Just wanted to say thanks for everything you do. First off, I've been a big fan for a couple years and have listened to many of your tutorials, and the most recent has been your podcasting tutorial. I've actually bought some equipment and started my own podcast, and now a website. I've got AWeber set up along with the website and the podcast. It's called TravelNursingClassroom.com. We basically provide unbiased information to travel nurses, and we're starting to get a bunch of signups, at least a few per day, and I'm not exactly sure what to do with them. I know through AWeber, I'm supposed to be sending some broadcast emails, maybe like a weekly subscription, kind of like you do. I also know there's an option to do an autoresponder as well. So I'm not sure if I should be doing an autoresponder or weekly broadcasts or one or the other or both. So I know you've talked a lot about this, and any help or suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Hey, Mike, what's up? Thank you so much for your question, and kudos to you for getting your email list started even before you know what to do with it. Because for me, one of the biggest mistakes I made, and actually I made this mistake twice, was not starting my email list, both on greenexamacademy.com, the site I use to help people pass an exam in the architecture industry, and even on smartpassiveincome.com. That started in 2008. I didn't start collecting emails till 2010. And there's a number of things I wish I could do differently, and that's definitely one of them. So what do you do with this email list that you're building? Well, you had mentioned a couple terms there. I want to make sure we all know what those mean and what to do in those situations. So first of all, you say broadcast. Broadcast is a message that you send to everybody at the same time. Now, if you subdivide your list, if you have multiple lists, say, for example, you have different posts that are specific towards different kinds of people in your niche, well, then you can have a separate list for each of them if you'd like. That's getting into segmentation. Now, what I used to use was actually AWeber, and with AWeber, it's a little bit harder to do segmentation. Currently, I use ConvertKit, but don't let that stop you. Continue using AWeber right now, just since you're using it, and just work on sort of these basics. So a broadcast is something that you send to an entire list, and your entire list all at the same time will get that message. An autoresponder is something that you can create where you pre-write emails. So these are emails that are still going out to everybody who signs up to your list, but they're not all sent to everybody at the same time. Well, In a sense, they are. They're sent to everybody in a sequential manner. So you might have an immediate follow-up message that's in your autoresponder, meaning the moment people subscribe, they get a message that you had already pre-written. You can set it to 7 days later till the next one comes out, or 5 days later, or however many days later you want. You can have them coming out once a week. You can have them, you know, some being 1 week from each other, some being twice a week, you know, in terms of the frequency. I mean, it's up to you. But the autoresponder, again, it's called the autoresponder because it automatically sends those emails out depending on how much time they've been on your list and how much time between the last one that they got and how much you set that time to be. So what are those uses, or what are those things used for? Well, broadcasts are great for things that are timely and things that require some sort of date or some announcement. Maybe there's a promotion going on and it's a limited time promotion. You know, obviously, if you put that in an autoresponder, well, it's not going to work out because those things change over time, your promotion. So that's what a broadcast would be used for. I've also used broadcasts for other things like keeping people up to date with news or certain books that I'm reading. You know, that's in my book club list, for example. I've told people when my site was hacked. That's one of the benefits of actually having an email list. If something happens to your site, you can still email everybody. And even if your site were to go away, you can then set up shop somewhere else because that's your list. And so that actually happened to me in March of 2013. So thankful I had my list at that point. And that's how I continued to communicate with them about what was going on and when I was hopefully going to get the site back up. I also used broadcast to announce very specific posts that I had just written, or podcast episodes. And I don't do that for all of them. Some people do. Some people send a message out every time they come out with a new post and or podcast episode or a video. But I save those broadcasts, because my list is so large, to send out ones that I know are some of the top ones that are getting a lot of momentum quite quickly that I want to just continue to add to that momentum. So that's what I'll send the broadcast out for. Now, I will say that because I'm on ConvertKit now, I have these three different buckets, these three different segments of my audience. And depending on what I had just written, if I still want that momentum to continue, if it seems like it's a hot post and I want to, you know, share it with everybody and make sure they get it in front of their eyes, then I know that it's meant for one of those specific lists so that I'm not sending it to people who it doesn't really matter to. So that's another benefit of the segmentation like I talked about earlier. But those are examples of what you could use broadcasts for. And the frequency is really up to you. Some people send broadcasts once a week with different announcements, different news, also including some of those recent posts or podcast episodes or videos that they've come out with and things like that. So that's okay. Autoresponders you could set to also weekly, but again, it's up to you. But again, these are spaced out, and typically they're spaced out in a very equal manner so that people get used to seeing them. These are tips that you could that are evergreen. That's what I have, and actually one of my first follow-up emails is typically the best one. That's what you want to do. Make sure your first follow-up email is one that really knocks them over the head with a lot of value. Why? Because when that happens, they're going to see that there's so much value there in that first email that they're going to open all other emails after that, or they're going to be more likely to, at least, both autoresponder emails and broadcast emails that you send out. And of course, we want people to open our email addresses. So some of those first emails, you want to make sure that they're fantastic. Obviously, you want to make sure all of them are, but the first one especially. One thing I would love to include in an autoresponder, or love to have everybody else include in an autoresponder email, is something like a small win, which by my definition is something that you could teach your audience to do through that email list on that particular email, the first one they get, and then see a result within 5 minutes. So that's what I would recommend to do. Autoresponders are also used for automations and sales funnels. So let's say that you have a product that you're going to offer and you know that you want to sort of nurture this relationship for a period of time before you actually pitch that offer. So what you could do is have it so that when people sign up for that particular list, they can then get 5 or 6 emails before the pitch comes. And again, those are all pre-written emails. And what's cool is that the moment people enter your email list, they get put into a sales funnel. And that's all automatic. So you can just focus on, because you've already pre-written these emails, including the pitch, including the one that clicks over to the sales page and whatnot. You can have them all pre-written, but then all you need to do is focus on growing that list. And the JV partnerships to do that, the guest posts to do that, the Facebook advertising to do that, the starting webinars to grow your email list too, which is another great strategy. So that's something you can do. In terms of the frequency, that's again up to you. But typically, if you have a product to sell, there's a very specific sequence of emails that happen. I would recommend checking out the Crazy 8 strategy. Look that up. It's by Teachable, Crazy 8 strategy. And you'll see that on Google. It shows you just the frequency of what happens if you are going to be launching something and you want to promote it pretty hard. They've tested it with a number of people who have promoted online courses, and that seems to be one that works very well. They also have 14-day and 21-day and 30-day nurture sequences, and you can see just how frequent those emails come out and what typically is included in those emails too. So there's a lot of people out there who share their templates, who share their frequencies and things like that, and that's just one example. But that's, again, the Crazy 8 email strategy. Autoresponders are also used for things like when people purchase an item, then they'll automatically get certain emails that say, for example, thank you for purchasing this item. Here's a link for your purchase. And then follow-up emails on that particular list, again, the customer list, might say a week later, hey, we hope you're enjoying it. Do you have any questions? Do you have any feedback or anything like that? So you can have a number of different things. I mean, a lot of people also make those autoresponders courses. So for example, you might have a 7-week or an 8-week or a 4-week email course, and you just pre-write those emails and you set them to drip out and get sent to those people who subscribe after a certain amount of time to equal those weekly courses. You can have them click through to different things. There's a number of different ways that you can utilize email. The last thing I want to say is make sure that in your autoresponder, you also include a way for people to reply to you. Obviously, they could reply to any email, but I love putting in every once in a while an email that says, hey, I would love your answer to this question. And that way you're getting people to actually click reply and interact with you, which is something that a lot of people who have especially big email lists don't do. But that's a great way to build raving fans. It's a great way to show trust. It's a great way, especially if you reply after that, to show that you're a real human being and they're going to be more likely to and more quickly build a relationship with you, which obviously leads to purchases and transactions down the road because that trust is so important. So Mike, I hope that answers your question. Best of luck to you, and congrats again for getting your email list started and your website. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt in a few weeks here as a thank you for having your question featured here on the show. For everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And as always, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. Again, if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. All right, to finish off, as I always do, here's a quote by Sandy Krakowski. She says, lead people with what they want. Lead with what they've already said. Lead people from where they're at. Lead them with all things that concern them. Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.